right, finally. Holy crap. Look, Pookie's here too.
Yeah. Has it gone a problem with the connection?
Yeah, I just couldn't get it. We had the little video on that was, you know, the coming soon video, and it just kept going red, orange, red, orange, red, orange. And then YouTube just said the connection was poor. I don't know what the fuck the problem is, man. This internet here is just killing me. So I had to go get my phone and hook up the mobile hotspot. So hopefully it's working now. Yeah, I don't see anybody commenting yet, but it seems to be okay on my end. So hi everybody, happy Sunday. Hope your weekend's been going good so far. I can't believe Pookie's been sitting there like all this time.
Yeah.
Look at her, she's all chill.
Yeah.
By the way, she found out how to get into and out of the bathroom cabinets. I'd caught her slipping in there today, and then I was like, oh no, she's gonna be stuck in there, but then she just like came right back out. I was like, okay, well you can just go on in there if you want to. That's what you want to do. Aww. What a sweet bee.
All right, so what are we doing? Doing the, what you call it?
Yeah, I watched a movie on Shudder last night. Actually, because I went over to Shudder because I was going to watch the newest Creep Show. And that, actually, the Creep Show that I watched last night was, I guess it's the fourth one, season 3, episode 4. And that was pretty good. The first one was kind of dumb, the one that was, like, about sirens. But the second one was actually kind of a post-apocalyptic demons are taking over the earth kind of thing, and you had to like behead them and stuff, and that was pretty cool. I just actually liked the way that one was shot. So then while I was over there, because I mentioned before that I hadn't really caught up with any of the newer movies that are on Shudder because I've been so busy doing other things, so I just decided to go ahead and watch one that was on there. So the one that I watched was called The Medium. Now this one, I thought it was originally just like a Thai movie because it is in it's in Thai, right? But and it's set in Thailand, but I think it's also like a South Korean co-production as well. And I guess it's the same director, I think, that did that movie Shudder back in 2004, which is actually really good, and I think I was talking about it on Wednesday, now that I'm thinking about it. And also, I think it was the same, either like the same producer or the same screenwriter or something like that as The Wailing from 2016, which is a great fucking movie. So this has like a really good like horror pedigree, I suppose. So I thought that I would like check it out. Oh, there's my live chat. I was like, where is everybody?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't getting any.
You're on top chat.
I know. Yeah. I don't know why. Because mine doesn't usually go to top chat automatically. It just goes to live chat. But yeah, Louis says, let's hope third time is the charm. Well, like I said, we're going through my phone now. So hoping Bee's Nest streaming powered by Tom's testosterone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to plug the USB cord into his butt. And power it off that.
That's ridiculous.
Is it? Is it really any more ridiculous than what you said?
Yeah.
Beastnet says, if you like Squid Game, watch The Platform. We've seen The Platform. We actually did a review of it like quite a while back.
Time ago.
Yeah, that was a while back. That was like a.
That's Platform is better than Squid Game so far, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I like Squid Game, but yeah, I think The Platform is better. And it does actually kind of remind me of that. This movie here, it does have a little bit of, you can tell that's kind of like some of the same people that were involved in The Wailing, because it kind of has a little bit of a similar vibe, although I feel like The Wailing had more like funny shit in it. Not outright funny, but I don't know. Also, the length of it. This movie, The Medium, is long. It's like 2.5 hours. It didn't really seem that long, like when I was watching it, but just know that going into it. I didn't love it. It's good, but, and there's like, it does some different things. It's a mockumentary, like a faux documentary. And it's like about a possession, you know, and I know there's like a million of those. But because it's set in Thailand and has some kind of like, that kind of belief system, and there's, you know, cultural differences, that is actually kind of cool. Another thing that I liked about what the story is that there's a film crew and they're going to Thailand and they're doing a documentary about this woman named Nim, who is a shaman, essentially. And I guess that her thing was that there's this goddess, what's the goddess called? Bayan, I think. And she basically, like, you allow the goddess to take over your body, right? To be the shaman. Now, I guess the goddess had initially chose Nim's sister, whose name is Noi, I think. But Noi didn't want to do it. And so then, like, it goes to the next one. So what ends up happening over the course of the movie is that Nim, they kind of, like, start out the documentary, like, talking to her and, like, you know, talking about the beliefs and about the goddess and how it all happened and everything, how she allowed the goddess to possess her. But then, like, weird shit starts happening with Nim's niece, whose name is Mink, and who's kind of, like, this, you know, very modern, like, young girl. She's probably, like, 18 or 19 or something like that. So she starts acting really weird, and everybody thinks that, oh, the goddess Bayan is now, like, choosing her, like, to be the next shaman in the family. But then as the, you know, as it goes on, maybe that's not who is possessing her. So I kind of like that was a little bit different, like, the possession angle, but coming from a culture where shamans, like, allow themselves to be possessed by berries, but then, like, in this situation, it's kind of like, well, she's still possessed, but maybe who we think is possessing her is not possessing her. Maybe this is, like, really bad. So I liked that aspect of it, and I liked that it was done like a mockumentary, but I don't know if it brought enough new to the table.
No,
to really be that kind of standout. Because, I mean, yeah, because it reminded me, like I said, parts of it reminded me of The Wailing. The fact that it was a mockumentary reminded me a little bit, particularly the end, reminded me, like, a little bit of Wreck. And it reminded me, like, a lot of the kind of, like, exorcism movies, even though there was, you know, a Thai flavor to it, because it's not set in, you know, the Christian world. Although some of the characters are Christians.
I thought it was samey Asian horror, if you ask me.
Yeah, and it kind of bummed me out because I thought, The Wailing, which I'm actually going to do a review on one of these days, because The Wailing was so fucking good. I mean, The Wailing was really good. And this kind of had aspects of that, even though The Wailing is not, you know, found footage or anything like that. This one is a mockumentary / found footage. And I don't know, there were aspects of it I liked. I really liked the acting. I really liked, honestly, I kind of liked the first part of it more, because it went into the lore, like, behind the shamans and, you know, her allowing the goddess to take over and how, explaining, like, how that happened, like, how the goddess, like, gets in your body and, like, makes you really sick until you do this ceremony where you formally accept, okay, you can, like, be in my body, and then, like, the sickness will go away. Or either that, or you have to say, no, fuck this, I don't want to do it, and then, like, you have to pass it on to somebody else. So that's basically what happened. So I kind of liked that. And then I liked the beginning of it with Mink, where she was just starting to act really weird. Like, she was just doing kind of, like, stuff that wasn't super over the top. Like, she would just kind of, like, stand there and, like, stare really weirdly and stuff. See, that kind of stuff is scarier to me. When it got toward the end, it sort of went more in a kind of, like, traditional possessed person direction. So I thought it wasn't as good then. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't as original because, you know, obviously possession movies, we've all seen a million of those, and, like, everybody's, like, all contorted and screaming and their eyes are all white and everything, which, you know. So I thought that it was, like, a little less original as it went on. So I don't know. I kind of thought the first half of it was good, but then it kind of went off in another one of those kind of movie directions, which is kind of a shame because, you know, it was a good concept. I don't know. There's just too many damn possession movies, I feel like. You know what I'm saying?
This movie, there's a lot of possessions in a single fucking, in a single show. It's almost kind of like a zombie movie.
Yeah, it's like, shit, man, everybody was getting possessed.
Everybody possessed in it. Right.
There's a possession for you, and right. There's a demon for you, demon for you, demon for you. Right. Everybody's fucking possessed. Yeah, so it was that kind of thing. So, you know, I like that. There was, like, some cool shit. I like the one shot that actually stood out to me was, like, the one dude that kept, like, running his head into the wall, which actually, that looks real. I mean, because, like I said, it's done in, you know, it's found footage.
Yeah, some things look pretty real.
So the special effect, like, looked really real, and that one, like, particularly stood out
to me. The creepiest shit is when the girl took the fucking dog and threw it in a damn hot pot and fucking burned it up.
Oh, yeah, that was fucked up, too. Yeah.
And cooked the dog in a dry pot.
Yeah, that was, yeah, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. That was, like, that was pretty freaky. Yeah. And then she was, like, eating it or,
yeah,
like,
you couldn't really see it, but you could hear it.
Yeah, like when the film crew, because they suspected that she was getting up, that Mink was getting up in the middle of the night and doing crazy shit. So they set up, like, secret night vision cameras. And so, like, the footage when they showed it to her parents the next day, like, look at all this crazy shit that she's doing. You know, that was pretty creepy.
Yeah.
But like I said, I think it just went a little bit over the top toward the end.
Well, it was kind of silly.
Yeah, that's what that's what I meant. It's like I kind of feel like the creepier stuff is the more low key stuff. And I mean, I know maybe that's just me, but low key shit is scarier to me than over the top shit. Because if it goes too far over the top with possessy stuff, then it just starts being like kind of funny. Or
to me, yeah, to me it's same samey kind of generic Asian horror. The tone is kind of not Western, and to us it kind of silly, I think. But it is what it is.
Although I've seen a lot of American and European movies, like possession ones particularly, that are similar. So you can tell that there's like, you know, some mutual influence going on with that stuff. Interestingly, this week I already recorded it, but I recorded a review of The Taking of Deborah Logan, which is also kind of like a found footage slash mockumentary thing, and it's sort of a possession story, but not a traditional possession story. And honestly, I think that one was done much better and like way creepier because it was like way more. And that was another one that was kind of like low key at the beginning and then kind of went crazy at the end. But the crazy shit at the end of that one was like way scarier to me than this one was. Like I said, this one seemed like the end of it just seemed a lot like Rec, that found footage movie, which was Spanish, I think. And then they made like an American remake called Quarantine, which I haven't seen. But it's just, you know, it's all like that green night vision camera type shit at the end. And like I said, everybody's getting possessed and doing crazy shit and screaming and contorting and everything like that. So I don't know. I kind of wish that we could stop making possession movies for a little while.
Let that shit rest.
Well, it's getting to a point where it's going where a few years ago zombie movies were. And I know people are still making zombie movies. Stop it. But you know what I mean? I'm not saying you have to stop it forever. Just
let it rest.
Yeah, just let it rest for a little. Give some other monsters a chance, for Christ's sake. I mean, you know, so I don't know. Maybe they're not making as many zombie movies nowadays as they were. Because I do kind of see, you know, now you're seeing stuff like Wendigos and stuff like that, which is cool because those are like unrepresented monsters. But I kind of feel like so many like fucking possession movies, man. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, I guess it's the same thing as like a zombie movie. It's easy to do. Just have somebody like strapped to a bed screaming obscenities and doing their backup and shit like that. And it's like, but bingo, we got a possession movie. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I guess it's the same thing because it's like cheap and whatever. But, you know, that's probably all I got to say. But I don't want to ruin it for people who want to watch it. Like, it seems like people on Shudder like are digging it and stuff. But, and like I said, it's good. It's just, I think it was creepier. Like the first half of it was creepier when it was more low key and there was more of like a mystery. I mean, it wasn't a mystery because you knew she was possessed by something, but I don't know. Like the first part of it was like way creepier. And then when it got past the point where you saw all the footage of her like doing the crazy shit in the house, like eating the dog and everything, you know, then after that, it just got too over the top. What was that other Thai movie we reviewed that was actually awesome? The Pool. That was Thai. Yeah. That was a Thai movie, right?
Yeah, but it didn't have fucking possessions and shit in it.
No, The Pool was basically
trying to get out of a goddamn swimming pool.
Yeah, he's just trapped in a pool and there's an alligator in there.
Yeah.
Like, or a crocodile.
It was an excellent movie.
Well, it was very simple. And like I said, there were really no supernatural elements to it. You know, I mean, in general, I like a lot of Asian horror films. And like, you know, like I said, I brought up The Wailing, which was, I think, the same producer as this one. And that movie was awesome. Like, I loved that. And you know how much we love Korean horror. I mean, Korean horror movie. Every single Korean horror movie I've seen has been like, you know, very, very good to excellent lately. You know what I mean? And so, you know, so this one was just kind of, like I said, it was good, but I didn't get bored, like, and even though it's, like, really long, and it didn't seem long, but at the end, I was kind of like, well, I don't know. I've seen a bunch of other ones like that. It just kind of seems, there wasn't enough different in it to really kind of get me all excited about it, but, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Not much. Well, do you have anything that you would like to talk about?
No, not really. I thought the movie was samey, kind of generic.
Yeah, it's like I said, I agree. Right. But, you know, the first half was interesting.
Yeah.
Like, but, I don't know. It just kind of went that way.
I wouldn't recommend this one.
Probably not.
No.
Although some people might like it, I don't know. But, you know, you never know. But, you know. And like I said, it's also found footage, which, I'm not a huge fan of that either. Right. Although I've seen a lot of good ones, but It's not usually something that I'm all that excited about. I'm just like, oh, found footage. Okay. But, you know, what are you going to do? So, anyway, I know this has been kind of short, but...
Yeah, it's all right. We'll just being truthful about this one.
Yeah. I mean, and we'll be back tomorrow talking about stuff, probably, yeah. If we have time to watch anything tonight. Tonight, we got to watch the Patreon poll that we had for the movie review. The movie is actually a series, like an old 1980 British series, Hammer House of Horror, which is 13 episodes, so we got to start watching that later tonight.
All right, we'll just cut this off.
With also, tomorrow we might go see Halloween Kills, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe.
No. I gotta go up to the fucking loan office.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, so we might have to wait until later in the week to do that one.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go see it Tuesday.
Maybe Tuesday.
Or we could see it tonight, I guess. I don't know.
What's Tuesday. Gotta get something to eat, man. I'm starving.
Me too. God, man.
Sunday's gonna be crowded down there, Sunday night.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't eaten since noon yesterday.
Let's go get some Domino's. Just up the street.
I want like a sandwich or something like that. Right. We could like order for pickup and then go pick it up. I'm just going to pick some up.
Right.
So, yeah. Sorry this has been kind of short, but like if you're into Asian horror, by all means, check it out. It's on Shudder. I didn't love it, but, you know, your mileage may vary. But it was good. It was worth watching. Your mileage may vary. So we'll be back tomorrow talking about whatever. if we watch a movie or maybe we'll... Remember we did the food shows for a while and then we stopped doing those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've been busy.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. And you couldn't think of any food to talk about.
Right.
But I don't know. We'll think of something. So thanks for dropping by and hanging out with us. We're going to go stuff our faces because I'm starving. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.